This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Century you're living in today, for a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. Where's your tinfoil hat when you need it? Well, where is it? Put it on. Make sure you are adorned in tinfoil hat thinking. You know, it's amazing. All of us conspiracy theorists out there. You know, it's interesting. Everybody says, you're a conspiracy theorist. Right. What does it mean to be a conspiracy theorist? No, seriously, I'm challenging you here. This is when you start to wonder about what is a theory, right? What is a theory? I've always threatened to do something like this on the radio show, and now I'm doing it. The heck with the threats. Let's just do it. Let's just get out there and do it. Okay, what is a theory? See, you know, because I'm so tired of being called a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm not. I'm very proud of it. And you should be, too. Because we are thinkers, deep thinkers as well. You know, whatever, deep. So I love these academics you run into every once in a while. And you're reading their stories, and they're talking about praise. You know, they're praising their fellow academics, you know, in the ivory towers and the universities and stuff, especially back east. And they use different kind of vernacular to describe their friends and so on. They say, so-and-so, he's such a deep thinker. And I know he loves his job as a deep thinker because he's a deep thinker. And when you're a deep thinker, then you think deeply. I can't be sexist. She is such a deep thinker. What are they pondering? But they think deeply because they're so deeply into thinking. That deep thinker. Okay, isn't that just crap? if you have to be so deep into your thinking, you got to reach a threshold in which you are so mentally constipated you can't think anymore. Maybe what you're deeply thinking about is a black hole in terms of thought. If you're so deeply thinking, can you articulate? See, that's just it. Well, you know, we conspiracy theorists are deep thinkers, but not like that. I mean, come on. And when you really get to be thinking about your conspiracy theory, then you get rid of the tinfoil hat and you put on the Kevlar helmet. That's just the way we roll around here. It's just the way we roll around here. Now, let's find a definition of theory. What is a definition of theory? Online outlet theory. Explore theory. Theory. A theory is a contemplative and rational type of abstract or generalizing thinking. See, the deep thinking again. Or the result of such thinking, depending on the context. The result might, for example, include generalized explanations of how nature works. Isn't that interesting? I find it very interesting, don't you? That's theory. For all of you deep thinkers, contemplating, we're thinking clearly here. That's my opinion. But, you know, I'm just one person. I'm just a person. That's all that I am. I am just a person. And I don't know any better than to be deeply thinking about what I can say or do for all of you. Okay, so let's get back into real rational thought as opposed to real irrational thought about thinking deeply. California, here we go. We're going to start off this hour talking about Chris Korbach. Okay? He is the guy. He is the Kansas Secretary of State. He is the guy who headed up Donald Trump's Presidential Commission on Voting. Don't you love it when you're the president? And you just went through your own election. You say, gosh, you know, some of these numbers just don't look right in all these 50 states. Especially the big state down there. The big one out there. The big one. 40 million people in it. That big one down there. There's something wrong going on. And then its sister state, Nevada, there's something really wrong. So, you know, let's just go out and put together a commission when I become president. Which he did. So by March of 2017, there was a commission set up, and it was visiting in all places but Sacramento, California. And people were meeting with Mr. Korbach and others. Isn't that interesting? And they found out, well, all of Jerry Brown's little secrets. They go on. So now we're getting some interesting little reports out there about voting. This comes from Breitbart John Bender, or Binder, Binders for John. Chiefs. Kansas Secretary of State and gubernatorial candidate Chris Korbach told SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday that the current system of congressional apportionment, which counts all residents, whether they are United States citizens or not, grossly distorts representation in Congress. During an interview with Breitbart News political editor Matt Boyle and deputy political editor Amanda House, Korbach said the current system of apportioning congressional districts where all residents in the district are counted rather than just the citizens of the district leads to misrepresentation in Congress and gives states flooded with large illegal alien groups and foreign-born populations more power than other states. Do you get the drift here? What's going on? Come on! Korbach stated this, the reason you need to know if a person is a citizen or not is because right now we're apportioning congressional districts just by the number of warm bodies in that district. Citizen, non-citizen, legal alien, illegal alien, they're all counted the same way, which is not our system as it was designed. This is not what the founding fathers intended. And so as a result, you have places in California where half the districts almost is illegal aliens, and that person is getting the same representation. One representative for about 700,000 people as someone in a district elsewhere in the country where all those people in that district are citizens. And it means that the 300,000 or so people who are eligible to vote in the district with all the illegal aliens, they have twice as much voting power. They have a representative in Congress for half the number of people. Get it? So it grossly distorts representation in Congress. It means that states that encourage illegal immigration, like California, get more representatives in Congress, get more electoral votes, and their voters get more voting power than the rest of us. So when you see voting power in the way the brown people want it, they want illegal aliens, non-citizens out in here now. They want the citizens, United States citizens of California, out. Now imagine empowering all these illegal aliens with the rights of the citizens and how much damage that does. That's the mechanism. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
You know, I got to say that John Bender in this article, and again, I'm reading this article because it deals with voting and numbers and how the numbers are played. And what we're seeing right here in California is that we're counting just warm bodies. We're not counting citizens. And, of course, what happens when you count warm bodies, not citizens, is you get more representation based upon the warm bodies rather than citizens, obviously, because... You know, we're so weighted over here in California with illegal nationals, right? So this is what this, we're talking about this article that came out in Breitbart today that Secretary of State and gubernatorial candidate Chris Korbach told Sirius Breitbart News Saturday that the current system of congressional apportionment, which counts all residents, whether they are United States citizens or not, grossly distorts representation in Congress. So we're getting to that number now, and so you can kind of think what is really truly going on. It says he goes on and really specifies it and gets the numbers out here for us. It says that this problem of counting warm body grossly distorts representation in Congress. It means that states that encourage illegal immigration, like California, get more representatives in Congress and get more electoral votes, and their voters get more voting power than the rest of us. Now, I see that as a huge red flag, because if you end up with states that are just awash in illegal nationals, then what do you have? Huh? What do you have? You have illegal nationals voting, and you know, citizenship means nothing. You're a citizen of the world. If Congress is going to fix this problem, which I believe they should, and they must, they at least have to have the starting information, which is how many of the people in each state are citizens and how many people are not. Okay. It says here, from President Donald Trump's administration announced last month that they would be putting the U.S. citizenship question back on the 2020 census, and residents will now be asked if they are citizens, as Breitbart News reported. Since 1950, the citizenship question has not been asked on the full census, leaving the nation without an exact estimate of how many citizens are in the country and how many non-citizens and illegal aliens are in the country. Uh-huh. Says here, this is one of his little tweets that he put out there, John Bender. It says, 2020 census counting citizens likely to shift power from illegal alien flooded coast to the middle. Counting American citizens on the 2020 census, as President Donald Trump's administration has announced, is likely to shift power away from the coastal states harboring large illegal alien populations. It says, for example, California has an estimated 3 million illegal aliens, a total of 5.3 million non-citizens, and a total population of about 39.9 million residents. Currently, California has 53 congressional seats, the most in the country. Now, I'm saying this, you new Californians listen to this, so you get the drift here. It says, if California's congressional districts were set by the number of citizens in the state, it would potentially lose 3 or 5 congressional seats, leaving the state with about 48 to 50 seats. This is, I think that's important to understand that. I think it's critically important to understand that. As the population shift from citizen to non-citizen, especially in New California, what's that going to look like? Well, it brings me up to another number. Another number, which gets into, because in New California, the way it'll break down is we're probably going to be about, well, we're probably going to be, let's see, in our population, we're probably going to end up with about 22%, let's say. No, I'm sorry, 46 to 48% of California's current population right now. Let's just say the large end of this, and this is a gross number. So let's just say that there's going to be 18 million in New California, and there's going to be 22 million in Old California. Okay? Let's just say that. And that's really a pretty good number. It can be 25 to New California or Old California to 15 million in that range. So you can see that the number of people that we're representing in New California is not a small number. It is not a small number at all. Now, there's a problem with some of the state other initiatives that are out there to try and form new states. And this is the problem that they run into, which we've solved this problem in New California. And it ties into the representative notion by rural counties. You see, in order to gain representation, you have to have population. So the similarities between the rural areas and population base, the one thing that they have in common is large space. In other words, for us in New California to obtain these high numbers of 18 million, we're going to have to take up large expanses of land to get that population base that would be comparable to Old California. That's why the state is so big. That's why New California is so big. It's not because it's got millions and millions. Well, it does, 18. But it doesn't have the density in the small areas. That's why New California looks so different from Old California when you look at it on a map. No, you know, that's the way it looks. So that is the other thing that plays into the success of New California and why New California is going to succeed. Because the population is going to be anywhere from 15 to 18 million people. You have clout with numbers. That's why we recognize this right away. You have clout with numbers. And, you know, when you go in and you've got like 40, we're going to have, let's say, 44 counties. We're at 38 now. We're going to have two more. When you have, you know, 38 counties, 42 counties, you're going to have a population base that's going to be, well, a lot different situation than if you have 23 counties and you only have 3% of the population. Now, there is no chance in heck that if you are contemplating being a new state in California and you represent in the counties that you possess 3%, you ain't getting started anywhere. It's just a lot of hoopla about nothing because you lack the political power to be there. You don't have the horsepower to get it done. No one's going to look at you, and they're not. They're not looking now. No matter what you do, how many lawsuits you file, doesn't matter. That's another issue because you're not following the Constitution. You say you are. But the fact you're not following the Constitution, and the other part of the problem is that you're 3% of the current state population. When we walk in, we're going to be, you know, 48%. With the other 52 being in New California. Get it? That's a lot different than 3%. That's why that other system is not going to work. It's just, so you, now the three-state solution is not going to work, and neither is the other one. New California will work because it has all the elements of becoming a new state, and all those elements are coming to fruition. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're right now working to get Melissa Francis on our show again. This will be the third time. And you may remember that Melissa Francis, Little House on the Prairie, she's on Fox News and all that stuff. She's written her book, a memoir. It says, Lessons from the Prairie, the Surprising Secrets to Happiness, Success, and Sometimes Just... sometimes just survival. I learned on America's Favorite TV Show. And anyway, she's got a lot of I'm a big fan. So she's going to be with us. I don't know when. We're working out the details right now. Literally, Chris Street will be with us in on Wednesday. And we're going to be talking about so many things going on right now. Because there are so many things. But, you know, let's definitely get this Melissa Francis thing. So anyway, Melissa Francis will be on Agenda 21 Radio. I don't know the date yet, but it's going to be soon. Sooner rather than later. So, okay. Now, other things happening that I think that is very, very relevant. If I can find the information I'm looking for here. Aha! I have found it. it's interesting that Jerry Brown, if it's Brown, flush it down. Okay, this is what we did. Somebody sent me the clip of Jerry Brown swearing his oath of office. I don't know if that was the first time, the second time, whatever time it was, but his oath of office. And I said, gosh, you know, that looks pretty cool. Maybe we can actually get Jerry Brown to, anyway, he swears to the oath of office to California. And, of course, I take great umbrage with that because I think he's violated his oath of office. That's just me. I just think he's violated his oath of office. So, you know, like a wise guy, I put it up on YouTube, and we go through the whole process and all that stuff. And we get it up on YouTube, and pretty soon I said, you know, it starts to sound like one of the grievances that we did. Which grievance was it? I said, gosh, you know, maybe it was number 5 of the grievances that we did. And sure enough, it was. We complained that in the grievance that Jerry Brown has not followed his oath of office, as other elected officials in California have not. Because he hasn't. He has not followed the oath of office. And I think it's pretty important that if you're going to be governor of the state of California, you probably might want to follow your oath of office. Now, this leads to the whole thing about the lawless nature of what's going on, because it is very, very clear, very, very evident to me that Jerry Brown doesn't give diddly do squat about anything that is relative to our Constitution or anything like that. I really don't believe he does. I don't believe he cares a thing about it. And that, of course, is a big, big problem for everybody if Jerry Brown doesn't follow the oath of office now, isn't it? It's a big problem. So now, it also brings up another issue, a little side note. We will be going through grievance number 14. That's going to be tomorrow, actually. So tomorrow, we're going to have a grievance number 14 for you. You can see what all is going on with that. And with grievance 14, gosh, there's so many things we can grieve. And the latest one, of course, is this new bill that's out that Chris Street has an article for, and we're going to be talking about that. And that is the article that, there's a new assembly bill out in which they are saying that if you have any kind of written documentation or information you're trying to spread around there that's going to be detrimental or offensive to the gay community, then that's forbidden in California. Oh. I don't know about you, that sounds a little odd, doesn't it? But that's exactly what they're saying. And I find that just to be absolutely incredible that they would be doing something like that. And you should too. I mean, you really should too, because it is absolutely preposterous that you're going to have the government of California come out with a law that's going to tell you you cannot believe any longer in your religious beliefs. Really? That's what they're saying. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds a little outrageous, doesn't it? I mean, it really truly is outrageous. But this is what we're faced with now in California. Where lawlessness has settled in. And lawlessness is taking all different designs out there. And this goes into this whole notion about having this monoparty system that is absolutely driving everybody crazy, right? This monoparty system in which what we have is a situation in which Californians are only served by the totalitarians in power. Now that is important, don't you think? It is absolutely incredibly important and something that we all need to be aware of as something that's not acceptable. When you have one power only, not two, not three, not a diversity of powers, then you have no representation. And that is exactly what we have right now in California. We have no representation, and that is so self-evident, it's not even funny. Now, no representation meaning we don't have Republicans or Democrats anymore. We have dictators, and many dictators is what we have. That's what we have. Right before our very eyes. And of course, that is what we are. This is this monoparty system that's out there. That is, dictating to everybody what we should and should not be doing. Now, we have this little thing called the Brown Lie. Listen to this testimony now. Listen to his oath of office. Listen to this. False oath.
I, Jerry Brown,
Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That it will bear true faith.
That it will bear true faith.
And allegiance.
And allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully.
That I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
Thank you for your leadership.
Thank you.
By the way, no, so help me God at the end. Did you notice that? Jerry Brown's oath of office. No, so help me God. Oh, no, we can't do that. Because he doesn't believe in God. It's tough for a totalitarian to believe in God because he's so godlike, right? Isn't that what we have? So we ended up grieving grievance number 5 and getting down into the weeds on what is the problem with Jerry Brown. And we're going to come back. We've got the break coming up. And we're going to read some excerpts from that about the lawless, godless Jerry Brown. No, so help me God at the end of that. It says a lot, doesn't it?
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You know, you just heard Jerry Brown talking about his oath of office. Now, this was what we were grieving on the on grievance number five. It says grievance number five, United States Constitution, Article 6, Section 2 states, "This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to be to the contrary notwithstanding." This is our grievance. "The California government and the current governor have fostered, supported, legislated, and enacted, and enforced unconstitutional laws and regulations in direct violation of Article 6, Section 2, known as the Supremacy Clause. The California government and current governor are not superior to the United States Constitution and the laws which flow from it. Yet, on repeated occasions, year after year, not by mistake or accident, during the tenure of the current governor and many members of the monoparty system, have passed, enacted, and enforced laws which stand in direct defiance of the U.S. Constitution, the effect of which has diminished the constitutional rights of citizens of California to the point as to threaten the Union of States of the United States of America. Commitment of these acts acts constitutes sedition by the California government and the current California governor." Article 6, Section 2 states, "The senators and representatives before mentioned and the members of the several state legislatures and all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and the several states, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support the Constitution." All right, it says here, this is the oath. "The California government and the current governor have taken this oath of office, which states, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the state of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic. It says that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of California, that I have taken this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter. The California government, this is our grievance, and the current governor have violated their oaths of office over repeated usurpations, legislative acts, and regulations which are now a direct threat to the existence of the United States of America. All legislators and governors of any state in this union must recognize the supremacy of the federal constitution, obedience to the state executive and legislature, which are in league with rebellion against the United States Constitution, are rendered disloyal to the federal government. Therefore, the California government, in conjunction with the state executive, instituted wherever their usurp power extends a reign of terror on the citizens of California. And by their own actions, the California government and current governor have abdicated their responsibilities and authority over the people of California. Now, this is what we're talking about. And we're going to get really into the weeds on this on Wednesday when Chris Street's on the show. This article was put up last night. We put it up well before. I don't know if it's in Breitbart yet. First, they came for the guns. That's the title I put on it. California Assembly makes suggesting LGBTs change lifestyle deceptive business practice. Says California Assembly passed a bill that selling a book or giving a paid speech or preaching a sermon suggesting LGBTs change their lifestyle is a deceptive business practice. You heard me. That's what they're saying. The California State Assembly passed AB 2943 and forwarded it to the governor for signature that inserts provisions into the state's business and professions code that advertising, offering, or to engage in or engaging in sexual orientation change efforts with an individual is a deceptive business practice subject to fines and penalties. So if you sell a book, or if you're giving a paid speech or practicing preaching a sermon suggesting the LGBTs change their lifestyle, then you're guilty of a deceptive business practice. Now, listen, this is replete throughout the Bible. So in other words, if you have a Bible, you're in possession of a Bible, you sell a Bible, you buy a Bible, you're in violation of the Business and Professions Code of California. All Jerry Brown has to do is sign it now. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds a lot like a violation of his oath of office, just like we have been more than happy to point out in grievance number 5 from New California. So first, they come for the Bibles. Right? Now, first they came for the guns, didn't they? Passing all these restrictive laws in our Second Amendment. Because, you know, without the Second Amendment, you ain't got no First Amendment. And freedom of speech and freedom of religion, which is exactly what they're trying to tear down here, is that First Amendment. You always hear that story. Take away the Second Amendment and you don't have a First Amendment. Because the Second Amendment was designed to protect the first. Yes, it was. And it still is. But you can see what their attack is today. It's incredible. Now, of course, I played off from first they came from the guns on Martin Niemöller. Remember, he was the one who came up with the first they came for the Jews, but I did nothing because I'm not a Jew. Then they came for the socialists, but I did nothing because I'm not a socialist. Then they came for the Catholics, but I did nothing because I'm not a Catholic. Finally, they came for me, but by then, there was no one left to help me. Martin Niemöller. Talking about Adolf Hitler and him rounding up the usual suspects, and Martin Niemöller was one of those usual suspects that got rounded up. Served about 7 years in a concentration camp. Anyway, something to think about. Until we meet again. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.
Zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
One, zero.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
You know, we're talking right now about this AB 2943, which means you can't talk about anything in the Bible. Doesn't even look like under this law you can actually buy or sell Bibles, and you can't be preaching from Bibles. Some people, like William Watkins, this is Independent Institute's William Watkins, warned that the bill is a direct attack on the free exercise of religion, because under California's case law's plain meaning rule, AB 2943 could prohibit a bookstore from selling a book in which a Christian author urges people to repent of sexual immorality, which he identifies as including homosexuality, and to take their strength in the sacrificial love of Christ. That's Romans 1:24. Watkins added that the law also states sexual orientation change efforts means any practice that seeks to change an individual's sexual orientation. This includes efforts to change behaviors or gender expressions, or to eliminate or reduce sexual or romantic attractions or feelings towards individuals of the same sex. That's what this law is spelling out. I'm telling you, it's Looney Tunes. It's time for New California to bring some sanity back to, well, this part of the country. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We have a lot of things to cover, and we really do appreciate your listenership. And, of course, MyPillow, 4-for-1 special, 800-266-4715, and code word AGENDA. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com, and Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.